Citizens Climate Lobby, webinars that provide CCL volunteers with in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. This webinar is on the topic of municipal resolutions and strategies for success. My name is Sandy Simon, and I'm the National Resolutions Project Coordinator and Help Desk Coordinator. I began volunteering with CCL in 2012 and was a group leader in the San Luis Obispo, California chapter before becoming a staff member in 2015. I'm happy to welcome you to this webinar on strategies for passing municipal, county, and state resolutions. This year, our goal is to pass as many Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act resolutions as possible. So let's get started. After this lesson, you'll be able to communicate and build relationships with local elected officials, work effectively to pass resolutions in support of the Energy Innovation Act, and I will highlight areas where you can find resources and support for passing resolutions, and I'll guide you through the steps to take to prepare for passing one, along with things you can do after a resolution passes. Our agenda for this lesson includes why local support is important in passing a resolution, how climate change impacts our communities, where to begin the process of getting a resolution passed, what research is important to do, how to prepare for meetings with local elected officials, how to lobby for passage of your resolution, sharing your success after a resolution passes, and ways to maximize your success. So why do we want support from local officials? When a resolution passes, the governing body is urging Congress to pass legislation on behalf of thousands of citizens. That's why I call resolutions endorsements on steroids. The effort to enact federal legislation begins at the grassroots level. Congress responds to and prioritizes the will of their constituents. One way we can express our will is through our local municipal governing bodies. Our local councils represent and are close to their communities every day, are attentive to local voices, and can send strong messages on behalf of their entire communities. The more Congress hears from local municipalities, the more attention will be paid to passing legislation. Climate change impacts our cities. Cities and counties have many reasons to be concerned about climate change, especially since impacts are felt locally. Worsening weather is leading to water shortages, sea level rise, air pollution, and worsening health effects such as asthma and allergies, increasingly intense storms, agricultural impacts, infectious diseases, and increased wildfires. All of these strain our local budgets. While national action to lower CO2 emissions is waiting to be passed, cities and counties are bearing the financial brunt of climate change's local impacts. So where to begin? Here are some things your group can do to begin working on passing a resolution. Create a team of people in your chapter who want to work on the project. Having at least one resident of the city you're targeting on your team will provide needed credentials to speak at council meetings. Meet and develop a plan with commitments and assignments for team members. Identify your target. It could be your city council, board of supervisors, or perhaps there's an energy commission which should be lobbied first. Develop a timeline. What can you realistically do and by when? Identify a potential champion on the council who can help you advance your cause. Map your personal connections. Does someone in your chapter know a member of the council or have a relationship with someone through a service club, religious organization, or nonprofit? Find allies for your coalition. Who are people outside of CCL who might be good to take with you to your meetings with council members? Your pastor, a scientist, economist, college professor, and people who are influential to each council member are good possibilities. Also consider influential community leaders who have endorsed the Energy Innovation Act or Carbon Fee and Dividend. Consider outside groups which might support you in your efforts. People in environmental organizations, for example, might attend the council hearings when you speak or when the resolution is on the agenda for a vote. And finally, develop a media list with email addresses and draft a press release to send out after your resolution passes. Your research to-do list. Prior to meeting with council members, research the local impacts of climate change. Determine what the economic and health impacts are for your city. What studies and facts can you point to for substantiating data? Where would you go to find this information? In community, you'll find a section on highlight your local climate impacts, which provides a number of helpful tools for learning about the local impacts of climate change in your community. What environmental resolutions have already been passed by your council? Have they voted for a smoking ban or a plastic bag or styrofoam ban? You can cite these when you meet with council members and in your speeches before the council. To find information on environmental resolutions, consult with your council staff, search the council's online database, or use Google. Take a deep dive into your city's climate action plan if they have one. What does the plan say about lowering greenhouse gas emissions? What actions does it prescribe and by when? How will your resolution give voice to the city's plan and go hand in hand with its strategic planning? You can copy and highlight pertinent portions of the climate's action plan to use in a binder or packet to give to your council members when you meet with them. You can also cite the plan when you speak before the council and in presentations. Research your council members' past votes. Create a one-page bio for each council member for use at your meetings. Google each member's name to find their public statements. This will give you useful information about their attitudes on the environment and areas they may have in common with CCL and the Energy Innovation Act. U.S. climate mayors. Hundreds of mayors and cities throughout the United States have joined the climate mayors. These cities are increasing their visibility as leaders responding to climate change. You can check to see if your mayor has joined. If so, then your chapter may already have a powerful ally or even a climate champion on the council for passing a resolution. The website is climatemayors.org. Preparing for meetings with local elected representatives. Meet with your council members first before going to the council meeting. This is a critically important first step as you will need to know whether a majority of the council will support a resolution. Some groups have gone to the council first only to discover that they did not have the votes needed for passage. So be sure to have one-on-one talks with each of your council members to gain a good understanding of where they stand prior to going before the council. Prepare an informational binder or packet to give to each council member at your meetings. What things do you want them to know about CCL and the Energy Innovation Act? The binder or folder you create can contain such information as a description of the Energy Innovation Act, a proposed resolution, samples of resolutions which have passed. These can be found on the Energy Innovation Act website under supporters. Scroll down to local governments toward the bottom of the page. You can click on any of the city names in blue and you'll be taken to their resolution, which can be downloaded and printed. Pertinent portions of your city's climate action plan and information on CCL. You can also include the infographic, the handout entitled Energy Innovation Act Fact Sheet, and your CCL business card if you have one. Decide in advance on your main arguments for passing a resolution. You will want to go to your meetings fully prepared to speak to the importance and advantages of the Energy Innovation Act. Information is on our main website, on community, and on the Energy Innovation App website. Highlight bipartisan support for the bill. If a council member is politically conservative, bring information about CCL supporters, such as about former U.S. Secretary of State George Shultz, who sits on our advisory board, and other conservatives who support the bill. Check out the conservative outreach sections in community. There you will find handouts to help educate and sway conservative members of the council and prepare you to create effective messaging about CCL and the Energy Innovation Act. Be familiar with local impacts of climate change, which are affecting your city's budget and citizens' health. You can include the names of leaders in your community who have endorsed carbon fee and dividend or the Energy Innovation Act. Get a list of endorsements which have been obtained by your chapter and share the public ones. You can also include the names of cities in your area and state which have passed resolutions. Drafting the resolution. If you have a legislative champion, ask for information on what resolution language works for your city. Share several examples of resolutions from the Energy Innovation Act supporters page. Oftentimes, staff will select one to use, will write their own, or will collaborate with CCL volunteers on the wording. There is a resolution template available for your use in community in the resources section of engaging city and local governments for resolutions. Aim for succinctness, clarity, and simplicity. Review some of the resolutions which have passed for examples of wording to use. Include language about the severity of the problem and the urgent need for action. This includes the local impacts which your area is experiencing. Include information about the Energy Innovation Act, its effectiveness, fairness, and economic benefits. In your resolution, you can include scientific data in general terms. You can include a paragraph directing that it be sent to your congressmen and senators, as well as to other interested parties, such as state legislators, school districts, board of supervisors, and nearby counties. Lobbying for success. Schedule meetings with each council member individually using the information you've gleaned from your research. Find out how long your meeting will be. It's important to ascertain where each of your council members stands on climate and on passing a resolution. Keep your delegation small and pick a primary spokesperson for your meetings. If possible, include a supporter who has access to the council member. Consider resources you may have in your chapter or from a nearby college, faith, or environmental organization, or a Grasstops endorser. Come prepared with information and arguments for passage of the bill. Stay focused on key persuasive talking points. Organization is the key to a productive meeting, especially as this may be the only chance you'll have to connect and build a relationship one-on-one. Do practice runs to prepare for objections and arguments. If you have a team working on the resolution, meet and strategize in advance of the meetings. You can make emotional appeals, but avoid hyperbole. Keep your meeting businesslike and dress professionally for success. Do you have a brief and meaningful story to tell about how climate change has affected you or someone close to you? Your stories make the issue real and relatable. This can be tied to local impacts which affect the health and economy of the community. Appreciate each council member's values. For example, their concerns about open space, clean water, or economic stability from the research you've done. Thank the council member for pro-environmental votes taken in the past. Be respectful, don't interrupt, and never threaten, blame, or raise political affiliations. Handle the conversation in the CCL way, with respect, gratitude, and appreciation. Be a good listener. Opposing council members can provide valuable insights and arguments you will need to overcome. It's up to you to find common ground. Be the go-to person for information on climate-related issues for your council members. Let them know that you're available to answer questions after the meeting and to continue the relationship you've begun building in your time together. If you find a particularly sympathetic council member, such as a climate mayor, explore whether that person would consider being your champion to help you through the process of agendizing and passing your resolution. After all of your meetings have taken place, determine as best you can how your council members are likely to vote on a resolution. Consider what you've learned at your meetings, their past votes, politics, values, and concerns. It's important to have a good sense of whether a majority of the council members are likely to vote for passage. If not, you have work to do to educate your council members, perhaps with a presentation, before going further. Preparing for the council meeting. Become familiar with the council's front office staff. The receptionist and scheduler can be very helpful to you throughout the process. Have a good grasp of the meeting format. How long does each person have to speak during the public comment portion? How do you get your resolution onto the agenda for a vote? Attend a council meeting to gain an understanding of what typically takes place. Select a few articulate and prepared speakers to speak about your main arguments. Look to people in your chapter who have presented as part of the presenter's action team, volunteers who have a specialty in health or economic fields, or anyone who feels strongly about saying a few words on behalf of passage of your resolution. Expect to be limited to very brief statements. Many councils only allow 3 minutes per speaker. Find out from staff what the procedure is for getting your resolution onto a council agenda for a vote. If you have a champion on the council, will he or she make a motion to agendize your resolution? Work for a strong turnout of supporters. Have a specific goal for the number of supporters who will attend the meeting and try to reach that goal. How many people from your chapter will attend and show their support? If you have connections to environmental organizations, invite them to attend. Develop a strategy for publicizing hearings when you will be speaking to the council about your resolution and when it is on the agenda for a vote. Be respectful at all times and avoid partisanship. Don't get lost in technical counterarguments if you're questioned. Treat all questions as serious and important. Success, how do we use it? Once your resolution has passed, update your draft press release to reflect the actual vote of the council. Email it to local media announcing passage as soon as possible, preferably the next day. Radio stations are the most likely to respond, especially your local public radio stations. Have a spokesperson ready in case an interview is requested. Follow up with the city clerk on transmittal of the resolution to Congress. Ask the clerk to email you a PDF file of the dated and signed resolution. Check it over to ensure that it's accurate and complete. Upload it to the Grasstop's engagement tracker database so that it will be included on the Energy Innovation Act supporters page. Send a PDF of your signed and dated resolution to me at resolutions@citizensclimate.org or to sandy@citizensclimate.org. Keep in touch with coalition partners and spread the good news. Use passage of your resolution as an opportunity to build alliances with environmental groups in your area. Explore the possibility of including an article in their newsletter about the successful passage of an Energy Innovation Act resolution by your council. Mention the resolution when writing LTEs and op-eds, in meetings with your members of Congress, and to obtain local endorsements. Point your member of Congress to the supporters page on the Energy Innovation Act website after your resolution has been posted. Ask someone on your writing team to submit an LTE about passage of your resolution as soon as possible. Celebrate your victory with your team and chapter. You deserve it. Now consider this. Are there cities nearby which might also consider passing a municipal resolution? What would it take to begin working on that project? Maximizing your success. Once your resolution has passed, help the members of your city council schedule meetings with their members of Congress to present the resolution to them and discuss how they can work together to get the Energy Innovation Act passed. Other things your city council members or board of supervisors can do to help are: ask one or more members of the council to accompany you to a Chamber of Congress meeting or to an editorial board meeting to explain why the city supports the Energy Innovation Act. Hold interviews with local broadcast media to talk about the local impacts of climate change and why they were moved to adopt the resolution. Ask the council members to introduce you to other community leaders, especially those that may have influence with your members of Congress. Request endorsements. Ask those who are Republicans to publicly support the Energy Innovation Act, such as by writing an op-ed, and to help you reach out to other Republicans. Even in liberal districts, gaining public support from Republicans will help empower their colleagues elsewhere to speak out. Community and Energy Innovation Act resources. There are many resources available on our websites to assist you in passing a resolution. For a list of local governments which have supported the Energy Innovation Act, go to the Energy Innovation Act website supporters page. For a list of local governments that have passed carbon fee and dividend resolutions, go to our main website, Endorsements Municipal. On community, check out the Engaging City and Local Governments for Resolutions section for a complete guide and tutorial on passing resolutions. Also in community, visit the Grass Tops Engagement Resources section. And for local impacts, visit the Highlight Your Local Impacts training page. Thank you. If you have questions, would like assistance with your efforts to pass a resolution, or would like to report a resolution which has passed, you can write to me at resolutions@citizensclimate.org or Sandy@citizensclimate.org. I'm happy to help.